And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. How are you guys doing today on this big Thursday? Today's big day. NFL starts tonight. I can't wait. I'm ready. I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. All right, let's check out some weather real quick, and maybe if my computer will... Oh, no, that's not what I wanted to do. Here we go. I'll get her back up there now. Okay, currently 87 degrees at the May Ranch, 88 at Cherokee, 91 at Putnam, 90 at Arnett, 91 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 93 at Hollis, the warm spot in the whole state of Oklahoma, is at Grandfield, and 96 degrees, 91 at Beaver out in the Panhandle, and over here to our neighbors to the west, we have 93 at Canadian, 91 at McLean, 93 at Anyway, 92 at Memphis, 97 Odell, and 100 at Northfield, if you can hear me out there. Okay, a couple things to go over real quick. Start of the show before we get into the farm news. Again, this coming Saturday, September 9th at 6:30 at the Carter Fire Department, there's going to be a benefit for Nelson Broswell, and all kinds of good things going on. A gun raffle for a Diamondback AR-15 5.56 223, $20 a ticket. There's going to be bounce houses, there's going to be cornhole, there's going to be a watermelon eating contest, which I seen the trophy a couple nights ago. It's pretty cool. And music and pulled pork sandwiches and burgers, plates by donations. Again, this Saturday at the Carter Fire Department, right there at the flashing light in Carter, Oklahoma. And all this, as you guys know, Nelson was the owner of the Carter Cafe, which had to be closed because of his cancer. And all this money will go to help him with medical needs and stuff like that. So if you get a chance, go to Carter Saturday evening and help out Nelson, good guy. All the farmers and ranchers miss his cafe. That's where they ate. It was a great cafe. And by the way, it is for sale. And I think Kelly Ripto for United Realty, she's got it listed. If anybody's interested in a cafe there in Carter, it's one of the favorites in the middle of Beckham County. So anyway, that's going on. All right, next. Miss Kylie McIntyre from Eric, Oklahoma, showed up at the studio this morning after the Exploring Energy show and brought me my leather belt that she handmade, and it has the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on it. Get on the Facebook, KECO's Facebook page. It's on there. It's the leather is great. The work is awesome. The stitching is just bad to the bone. She did a wonderful job. Thank you, young lady, for making that belt for me. It's wonderful. I hear some folks over there around the Delhi area are upset that my belt got made from theirs. I won't mention any names, but I'm sure somebody over there knows who I'm talking about. And I'm sorry. I just called and ordered. Must be just I'm special. I don't know. Anyway, no, not really. But anyway, and again, Kylie McIntyre, thank you so much for doing that. She does great leather work. Get on her Facebook page and give her a shout and have her do some stuff for you. She does belts. She does leather patches for hats and stuff like that. And she's a wonderful person on top of it. So anyway. All right, let's get on with some agriculture news. Let's see what happened overnight. I can tell you one thing. I checked the markets a while ago, and feeder cattle are off the chart this morning. Good news, I guess. Yeah, it was wonderful news. Soybean futures were narrowly lower in overnight trading amid some profit taking after prices jumped yesterday. Corn and wheat futures overnight were little changed. Soybeans rose double digits yesterday, leading some investors who had bet on higher prices to sell contracts and liquidate their positions on uncertainty over the size of the crop. The growing season started strong with some crop watchers forecasting robust yields early, but extremely hot and dry weather in August likely curbed production in some states. The USDA in early August had forecast soybean output at 4.21 billion bushels on yields of 50.9 bushels an acre. Later in the month, however, participants on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour projected production of 4.11 billion bushels on yields of 49.7 bushels an acre. So not too far off. Those on tour said that they saw signs that hot, dry weather in August when temperatures reached in the triple digits and rain was scarce led to decreased yields in several states, including Iowa and Nebraska. Fundamentally, not much has changed. Little or no rain has fallen in much of the Corn Belt in the past week, likely causing further crop deterioration and as harvest approaches, according to the National Weather Service's precipitation page. A large chunk of the Midwest, stretching from central Nebraska into Ohio, has seen little rain in the past 7 days. Come down here, we'll show you what it looks like without rain. Soybean futures for November delivery fell a nickel to 1371 and a quarter of bushels overnight. On the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal was down 210 to 397.10 a short ton, while soy oil lost 0.36 cents to 62.02 a pound. Corn for December delivery rose a tick to 486 a bushel. Wheat futures were unchanged on Kansas City at 609. I'm sorry, at Chicago at $6.09 a bushel, and Kansas City futures fell 2¾ cents to 746¾ a bushel. Broiler placements were modestly lower year over year in the week that ended September 2nd, according to the USDA. U.S. growers placed 189.6 million chicks for meat production. That's down 2% from the same week last year. Since the first full week of the year, placements has now grown at 6.56 billion. And yeah, I said that right. That's how many chickens have been put in there. A little change from the same time frame a year ago. Hatchery set 239 million eggs in incubators last week, down 1% from year over year. Hatchability was at 80.2%. So 80 out of every 100 eggs hatch. Georgia again led the nation in placements with 27.7 million, followed by Alabama at 24.2 million, and Arkansas at 20.8 million, government data showed. Weather in our Farm Belt, extreme temperatures are forecast for much of Oklahoma and North Texas this afternoon, where heat indexes will range from 105 to 110, according to the National Weather Service. Heat advisory will be in effect in that area from starting here in about 45 minutes till 7 o'clock tonight. Values in the Texas Panhandle will top out at 107 today. Further north, air quality alerts have been issued for several states, including parts of Colorado, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota. Alerts will remain in effect for northern Iowa and western Minnesota until 9 a.m. Sensitive groups, including those with health issues, are advised to remain indoors while the smoke from Canadian wildfire lingers. I did find out this morning that's what's been going on out here in western Oklahoma for the past 5 days, is the smoke from the Canadian wildfires when it was had Kansas on alert in Nebraska. So that's what it is. I knew it had to be something. And so anyway, hey, what do you guys think about that guy down there at Fort Cobb Lake? I was listening to Jared Athan's award-winning news there. Aliens started that fire. How cool is that? I knew we had Bigfoots around here, but I didn't know we had aliens at Fort Cobb Lake. So you guys going to the lake fishing or camping out, you need to be careful down there. Don't want to get kidnapped by the aliens. Matter of fact, I thought the aliens was turning away from the Earth the way everything that's been going on since COVID. So I don't know. It's just my opinion. Anyway, I'm going to give out some tickets today to concerts at Concho. And I got a really good selection. So I'm going to let the winner choose which concert. We got Lady A, Jamie Johnson, and Ann Wilson at Concho. There's some really good concerts coming up at the casino there at Concho. So anyway, next segment, be listening, and then I'll come up with you guys a good question to answer, and we'll have a winner today. So it's pretty good. Well, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When I come back, I'll have a little weather forecast out here to the east, west of us in the panhandle of Texas. And we'll get up to date on the numbers. I got numbers from the Hobart sale barn yesterday. They had quite a few cows sell through there yesterday, bred cows, that is. And we'll have those numbers coming up for you right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC, when your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 28th. 1,573 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 486 brought 278. 19 at 632 brought 268. 14 at 672 brought 246. 13 at 782 brought 252.50. 20 at 872 brought 235. 10 at 979 brought 227. 27 at 1057 brought 227. 7 head of heifers at 481 brought 233. 9 at 554 brought 239. 8 at 646 brought 235.50. 6 at 689 brought 219. 13 at 750 brought 231. 11 at 813 brought 228. 3 at 855 brought 215. Butcher cows were 40 to 125.50. Butcher bulls brought 100 to 139. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Canadian, Texas. It's 93 degrees. Heat index is 93. Humidity's at 33. Dew point's at 60. The wind's out of south at 17 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 24 miles per hour. No rain this month so far, and no red flag minutes today. And 80th soil temperature in Canadian is 82 degrees. And yes, I had somebody send in a message on the text line. Oh my gosh, there's no such thing as aliens. You're not a believer? Come on, there's Bigfoots. You got to believe. But anyway, all right, let's see what's happening with the greens right now. Let me see. Update. Good update. All right, corn looks better than it did an hour ago. September corn, 473, up a penny and a half. December, 486. March, 499. May, 507. Soybeans for September down 10 at 1350 a bushel for September. November is 1359. January is 1373. March is 1378. And May is 1381. Soybean meal by the short ton. September 406.50. October 397.30. December 395.70. Soybean oil for September 64.19. Down. A penny, a little over a penny. October 62.26 and December 60.90. Hard red winter wheat down 7 cents at 7.39 for September. December 7.39. Oats are up 10 at 4.75 for September. And December 4.96 down a little over 2 pennies. Cotton, cotton just having a rough go at it here the last 3 or 4 months. October's 86 cents a pound. December's 87 cents a pound. Live cattle, everything's in the green, grain in the green on the livestock. October's 183.50, up 80 cents. December's 187.22, up 72 cents. And February, live cattle 191.22, up 85 cents. And April's 194.87, up 85 cents. Now check this out. Matter of fact, let me just click on all the feeder cattle and see what's happening. September feeder cattle up $2.25 at $255.40. October's $258.80, up $2.32. November's $260.15. January $259.25. And check this out. A year from now, in the futures, feeder cattle, August 2024. 272.77. So I just thought that was interesting. But anyway, let me get back to my original page here. Lean hogs, October 82.92. That's about over a dollar today, a dollar and a nickel to be exact. December 75.47 and February 79.37. Okay, let's see what happened at the Hobart Stockyard yesterday at Hobart, Oklahoma, capital of Kiowa County. Steers in the 3 or 4 range was averaging 283, but high end was 320. 4 to 5 was 230. 5 to 6, 281. 6 to 7, 234. 7 weight steers were bringing up to 239. 228 was actually their average, 228.60. All right, heifers, 3 to 4s bringing up to 295. 4 to 5 is up to 265. 5 to 6 is 250. 6 to 7 is 220. 7 to 8 is 215. And then let's see here. Cows, we got butcher cows. There must have been some really nice butcher cows in there yesterday. Up to $1.50. How's that? $1.42 on bulls. And bred cows were bringing anywhere from $1,400 to $2,550, but must have been a bunch of them at the top end because they were all averaging around $2,000 for a bred cow. How about those numbers? Pretty good numbers. Tomorrow, let's see, tomorrow Elk City will be having theirs, and we'll see how that goes. All right. What do I need to ask for a question for you guys while I'm waiting on this to bring back up? Anyway, question will be, the other day I asked who your favorite volunteer fireman is. Now I'm going to ask you who your favorite volunteer fire department is. So if you will, second person to text in your name, you're not going to win if you don't have your name with it, and the name of your favorite volunteer fire department. This is volunteer fire department, not full-time. I'm going out into the rural areas out here. So you will have your choice to a pair of tickets to either see Lady A or Lady Annabella. I wonder if they get mad for me saying that. I'm not part of that wolf group. Jamie Johnson and Ann Wilson, you have your choice. There's three concerts coming up starting September 30th through the October the 7th. So I want to know who your favorite volunteer fire department is. Second person, text in your name. Also, this weekend, matter of fact, they're going to be in the studio tomorrow. The Sayre Shortgrass Rodeo will be happening at Sayre City Park September 8th and 9th. Nightly performance at 7 o'clock. I really want to go back because breakaway has become my favorite sport. They'll be having bareback riding, saddle bronc, bull riding, ranch bronco, tie down, steer wrestling, team roping, barrel racing, and breakaway. Stock contractor is Wolf Creek Rodeo Productions. Justin and Jessica Russell will be there. Mutton busting at 6:30 p.m. nightly on both rodeos there. Both rodeos in there. Anyway, it's a KPRA sanction, and well, like I said, they'll be in the studio tomorrow to talk about the Shortgrass Rodeo coming up at Sayre pretty quick. Anyway, we will have that. Well, let's go ahead and just take an early break. I want to come back. I'll have more on the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau here, and we'll have more of that. And I got some other stuff coming up that you guys want to hear about to do with agriculture. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, we replaced two last week.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather for Buffalo, Oklahoma, 92 degrees, feels like 90, dew point's 54, humidity's 27, winds are out of the southeast at 16 miles an hour, wind gusts right now, 23 miles an hour, no rainfall in the last 24 hours or 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 85 degrees, fractional water is 0.3. Sunset at 8 o'clock, today 102, hot. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, 64 degrees. The winds will switch out of the north. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 95 with northeast winds 6 to 13 miles an hour. Okay, fall calving. Mark Z. Johnson, Oklahoma State University Extension Beef Cattle Breeding Specialist, had this article, the Oklahoma heat has arrived just as fall calving herds will begin seeing calves hit the ground. With this in mind, this week we focus on the challenges faced in fall calving herds in hot weather. The primary challenge is the impact high temperatures have on a newborn and young calves. While fall calving is all often easier than calving in the winter and early spring, when temperatures are high, it can create unhealthy conditions for calves. The thermoneutral zone for a young calf is between 50 and 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Likewise, cows calving in hot weather are more likely to become overheated and exhausted sooner in the process than a cow calving in cooler temperatures. I was thinking when I read this article the other day how, you know, they say if you feed your calves or your cattle late of the evening, that they will calve the next day. So with these cows eating early of the morning while it's cool, are your cattle calving at night with the fall calving? I don't know. I've calved a few in the fall, but not that many to get a deal. So this can lead to prolonged calving and more stress on both cow and calf. When fall calving is taking place during high temperatures, be aware of the following. Heat stress is actually harder on young calves than cold stress. When calves are heat stressed, they lose appetite, eat less, and are quicker to become dehydrated. Newborn calves have an immature thermostat and accordingly have more problems regulating body temperature during weather extremes. Shade and fresh water is critical. In addition to milk, calves need more fresh milk, cool water in the hot weather to prevent dehydration, keep their rumen functioning correctly, and maintaining health and appetite. Effects of the heat stress on the dam can also negatively impact calves by reducing the transfer of passive immunity and weaning weights. Black-hided calves are more susceptible to heat stress than calves of lighter shades. Critical best practices for fall calving herds include providing ample shade for calving cows and the young calves. Shade and plenty of fresh water is vital. If calves don't have access to streams or ponds and therefore dependent on water tanks, make sure the tank sits low enough and water levels inside are high enough for baby calves to have access to it. So there's your tip of the week from Mark Z. Johnson, OSU Extension Beef Cattle Specialist. They're getting fired up over at Sayre, I guess, today for the county show. I don't know who, a lot of county shows are already over. Anyway, state fair's coming up next week. All kinds of really good stuff happening. Okay, Let's see here. Let me see if this will play. I got Tyrone Spearman. Want to talk about run the numbers for the final report of the peanut stocks and processing report. Let me see if I can get this to play. Hang on a second.
The final report for the year on peanut stock processing has been issued by the USDA, and it shows that in the 12th month, commercial...
We won't do that anymore. Nope, we'll get that fixed. I'll figure it out. I'm sorry about that. Okay, here we go. Grid pricing has boosted cattle profits, improved consumer beef. Kansas State University ag economists have completed a broad analysis of the impact of grid pricing in the cattle industry, concluding, among other findings, that producers and consumers have benefited from negotiated pricing agreements. According to K-State livestock economist Ted Schroeder, grid pricing of fed cattle refers to valuing a lot of cattle based on carcass merit, including premiums or discounts from such trades as quality grade, yield grade, preferred weight, special branded programs, and more. He added that most cattle sold under a grid pricing system used a marketing agreement with packers, including a base price and a schedule of premiums and discounts applied to cattle that are delivered to the packer. Marketing agreements and grid pricing have evolved because producers strive to link consumer preferences for high quality beef with farm gate fed cattle values. The data we reviewed clearly demonstrates that sending clear value signals to producers through premiums for high quality carcasses and discounts for less desired quality has transformed the beef industry. Schroeder and K-State Ag Economics graduate Katie Dolman, have identified recent trends in grid pricing and the implications for the cattle industry. Their paper, Fed Cattle and Beef Premiums and Discounts, is available online through agmanager.info, a website maintained by the K-State Department of Agriculture Economics. Over the last 20 years, as the use of marketing agreements have increased dramatically, producers have responded resoundingly by increasing the percentage of steers and heifers that grade choice or higher. From 55% in the early 2000s, it's consistently now over 80% today. Producers have benefited by having higher prices for fed cattle, and consumers have benefited by having higher quality beef that they prefer in retail stores. Schroeder says notes that producers who are considering entering into a marketing agreement should first study the array of alternative grids available and match those with their own cattle procurement, production, and marketing strategies. The two go hand in hand, he said. Premiums and discounts that we've summarized in our report have considerable variation across grids. Knowing the type of carcass quality trades that a producer can attain relative to cost is critical. Schroeder encourages producers to shop around to find the grid to match the type of carcasses the producer can effectively produce. That will make a big difference between a grid system increasing or reducing profit. Launching a grid system is less about chasing targets than it is about knowing the type of cattle one has available and the feeding management system that can match the grid with the cattle. We've been talking about this for a couple of years now. You know, here a while back, last year, maybe some this year, that, you know, there were some senators and representatives wanting to change this, where so many percent of the processors had to buy cash cows or cash value on, or their cash on there, do cash for the beef. And but look what these contracts are doing. They've increased the quality of our beef. What did they say here? 30% from 20. Let's see what they say. 52. Where was that? Anyway, I seen it. There, here we go. 55% in the early 2000s to over 80% consistently now. That's 25% more quality beef. So anyway, the consumer's happy, and the guys with the contracts, they're happy too. AMAs, whatever they are, marketing agreements. So anyway, all good. Well, let's take a break. When I come back, we'll have our final deal, and I'll see if we got us a winner for some tickets. And we got an update from the Oklahoma Forestry Department. Got that come in, and we got some other things to talk about from corn. More states reporting more corn. And I might have time to do the Master Gardener class coming up in September. Update you on that. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough. Oilfield companies, they need it as long as we give them a fair price. Hey, let's go. Farmers, they're pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, you know, in the farming market. It's tough, so they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils, you know, windshield washers, all your shop towels, hand wash stuff, you know, any type of stuff like that. Anything for like a maintenance shop or something like that where you're doing maintenance work. Just getting everything else that we can to make us a one-stop shop. And if we don't have it there, we're going to get it for you somehow or another. And it's not going to take 2 weeks to get it. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Belk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. I'm Ronnie Redd. Myself, Brock Kalk, and Casey Miller are your owners at Camrock. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
I might introduce myself. I'm Clarence Robinson from Arapahoe, Oklahoma. Well, what I decided to do one day, I have my wife, she had a 2019 Rogue, and I wanted to update. And so I decided that I go over to Wendy's because that's the closest Nissan dealer in western Oklahoma. And I didn't want to have to go all the way to Oklahoma City. From there, it was all positive. So I went over there and I met this girl, Cassie. I told her what I wanted to do, and she says, well, I've got a Rogue out here on the lot you might want to look at. I think you'll like it. And so I was wanting something that I could use GPS for traveling, you know. And, well, this had it. Had it all built in already. Didn't have to do anything, just push a little button, and that was it. I saw like that. They gave me a heck of a trade-in. Didn't have to squabble with them or anything. They're very professional, very courteous, and upfront and honest. I decided that I go over to Wendy's. Now I'm the owner of a 2023 Rogue.
I say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can. Especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post-hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Can you dig it?
Find out more, visit DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom mats. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Culture Forecast for Altus, Oklahoma. Currently, it is 95, feels like 97 in Altus, dew point 63, humidity's 35%. The winds are out of the northwest at 8 miles an hour and 24 hour and 10 day rain totals zero. 3 day average 4 inch bare soil temperature 87 degrees. One fractional water is 0.6. Sunset 7:57 p.m. We lost it. We got down below 8 o'clock. Today, very hot, 106, south winds 8 to 13 miles an hour. Tonight, 73 degrees, and we have 106 for tomorrow. We'll have north winds tomorrow. So, anyway, it's going to be pretty hot. That's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that gives a voice to the Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Directed and guided by the Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau advocates for our state agriculturists in rural communities around our state, at our state capital in Oklahoma City, in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. You can easily join the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau by going by their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 a year and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579 or go to oklahomafarmbureau.org. And thank you for sponsoring Thursdays. No big deal. All right, let's see what here. We do have a winner. And let me see here. You're a little late on that one, sorry. Anyway, where did we go? Oh, there we go. Grady McConnell, you're the winner, and chosen to go see the Jamie Johnson concert. I'll have your name on the tickets this afternoon. You can pick them up anytime between now and October 1st, but during regular visiting hours. But here's the deal. We got Sentinels, Volunteers, Fire Department, Burns Flat, Wheeler, Raiden, Carter, Granite, Willow. I had a lot of participants. Just name off some fire departments out there. Thank you for letting me participate in that deal. Okay, let's see what we got going on from the fire situation report with the Oklahoma Forestry Department. Today, the highest fire dangers indices today seems will be across western Oklahoma and along the Red River, where the strongest alignment of fire weather and fuels occur this afternoon. This evening, low storm chances in western Oklahoma will present potential for dry lightning on some high receptant fuels, while slightly relative humidity and wind speeds below critical threshold will not meet warning criteria today for this. So what it's done, they put out a fuels and fire behavior advisory, it has been issued for basically the southern one-third of it. In southwestern and western Oklahoma, temperatures will again push into the triple digit range this afternoon and highs 99 to 107. Humidity values this afternoon will dip as low as 11% in the western panhandle, with most of western Oklahoma in the 19 to 27%. So not terrible like they thought it was going to be today, but anyway, be aware. I don't mean to sound like a broken record. Check your wheel bearings, check your chains. Don't be throwing things out the windows that's lit up, cigarettes, cigars, whatever. Don't be throwing that stuff out the window and just be safe, okay? Be aware of what's going on right now. It's pretty dry. Anybody seen any quail out there lately? I hadn't heard any reports from my county gap buddies. I've been hearing a little bit about some quail, but anyway, you've been hearing, or have you been seeing any? 580-225-9697. Let me know if you've been seeing some quail. I'd really like to know. Master Gardener volunteers are experienced and inexperienced gardeners who want to learn more about growing plants. They receive extensive training through the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service. In exchange, they volunteer their knowledge and expertise to the gardening public. People with the interest in both gardening and volunteer service are potential candidates for this program. No previous formal training is necessary. To help you decide if you should apply to be a master gardener, ask yourself these questions. Do I want to learn more about the culture and the maintenance of many types of plants? Am I eager to participate in a practical and intense training program? Do I look forward to sharing my knowledge with people in my community? Do I have enough time to attend training and serve as a volunteer? If you answered yes to all these questions, the Master Gardener Program could be for you. If accepted into the Master Gardener Program, you will attend a Master Gardener Training Course, which will be held weekly beginning in late September through December. Classes are taught by Extension Service staff, local experts, and Master Gardener volunteers. The program offers a minimum of 40 hours of instruction that covers topics including lawns, ornamental trees and shrubs, insect, disease and weed management, soil and plant nutrition, vegetable gardening, home fruit production, garden flowers, and water conservation. You will receive a Master Gardener Manual of Comprehensive Horticulture Subjects. So if you want to get an enrollment form and you think you're that person that can be a Master Gardener, contact the Garfield County OSU Extension Office at 580-237-1228. And the classes are $100. The course is $100. And it will be held at the OSU Extension Center in Enid, Oklahoma, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Wednesdays. So I know there's some people out there listening that want to have that title of Master Gardener. Speaking of Master Gardeners, let me check this out here real quick. I don't know if you guys seen it on social media, but the Pumpkin Mom, she does it again. 1,160 pounds her pumpkin this year. As you guys know, the year before last, she set the state record. Well, this in here was, 12 pounds short of the state record. If you ever seen a 1,200-pound pumpkin, get on there on Facebook. Go to the Pumpkin Mom and check it out. So, anyway, it was a personal best for her. I'm sorry, she did not set this. She did the year before last, and I think it reset last year. But anyway, it's her new personal best, and it's the second heaviest ever grown in Oklahoma, largest by OTT measurement. So anyway, she said a big shout out, big thank you to Greg Hartman, and right here in Beckham County, the extension agent, his help for during the growing season and being the official weigh-off witness. And Hudson Angus Farms for using their certified scales out here south of town. Thank you, Bert and Johnny, for letting me use it out there. So anyway, 1,160 pounds. Check out that pumpkin on line. It's pretty cool. Anyway, speaking of OSU Extension, I got a lot of OSU Extension stuff today. I mentioned it yesterday. I'm going to mention it again today. The 2023 Beckham County Peanut Blasting Meeting will be happening next Friday, September 15th at 9:30 at the Beckham County Activity Center right there in Sayre by the courthouse. Call the OSU Extension Office in Sayre for more questions. David Nolan, Oklahoma Peanut Field Specialist, will be there. Greg Hartman will be there. Hall blasting. Man, it's cool. You guys, even if you don't grow peanuts, even if you're not a farmer, go check this deal out. That hall blasting is pretty cool, how they take power washers and wash off the peanuts in the basket, and then they put them up there on the charts. They got a couple different charts there showing how far along they are and when they think they need to start anticipate the digging dates. It's pretty cool. Also, the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service has 3 dates set for the fall coming up, the unwanted pesticide disposals. The ODAFF has scheduled the next unwanted pesticide disposal program collection dates for October of this year. This will occur October 17th in Walters, October 18th in Buffalo, and October 19th in Dewey. The locations are at the Cotton County Fair and Expo Center, Harper County Fairgrounds, and the Washington County Fairgrounds. The disposals will run from 8 a.m. in the morning to 1 o'clock, rain or shine, at all locations. There's no charge for this program. Limited is 2,000 pounds of unwanted pesticides. That's your max. Only pesticides will be taken at these sites, so don't be bringing in fertilizer, paint, oil, fish you caught last week, the bucket, nothing. It's just pesticides. If you got any questions, call Charles Looper at OSU at 405-744-5808. How about that? Okay, where did my corn deal go? There it is. For the week ending September 3rd, the USDA crop progress report shows that almost all the top corn growing states are reporting mature corn. Looks like what they said, all the top growing states reported mature. Pennsylvania is the only state that hasn't reported any mature corn. North Carolina, mature corn further surpassed mature corn in Texas by 12%. Tennessee, Kentucky, and Kansas also led the country in mature corn. In North Carolina, the latest USDA crop progress showed 81% of the corn has matured. That's up 13% from the previous week, and it's equal to the five-year average. Corn crop condition in North Carolina was rated 81% good, excellent condition. 22% of the state's corn rated fair, with the remaining 7% poor or very poor. In Texas, USDA reported that Texas was 6% behind last year at this time, with 69% corn mature, while behind last year. This year's maturity progress is 3% ahead of the five-year average. For the week ending on August 27th, corn crop condition in Texas remained consistent from the previous week. The state's corn crop was rated 49% good or excellent, 27% fair, and 24% poor or very poor. Now, I'm going to say right there south of us along the Red River, that's where a lot of that poor is coming from, because they have not had any rain. And when I drove through there a couple months ago, it was some of the most beautiful corn. Kansas USDA reported that 39% of the corn has matured by the week ending September 3rd. This is 3% ahead of the last time and 11% ahead of the five-year average. Corn crop conditions in Kansas were rated 33% good, 34% fair, and the remaining 33% was rated poor to very poor. For the weekend in September 3rd, USDA reported that the first percentages of mature corn showed up Michigan, North Dakota, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Colorado continues to see the least amount of growth in mature corn, increasing by only 1% from the previous week. Nationally, 18% of the corn crop was mature, ahead of the five-year average by 2%, as well ahead of last year by 4%. There you go, your update on corn. Okay, let me see here. Tomorrow, I'm going to have some people in here from the Sayre Shortgrass Rodeo, so you don't want to miss that. Tomorrow I got an article on it I want to go over with you guys briefly, and we're going to talk about tomorrow because it's happening around here in Texas. Climate change may mean more irrigation. The Texas ranch where Gilda Jackson trains and sells horses has been plagued by grasshoppers this year. You guys want to see some grasshoppers, go down there, Brinkman Cemetery. They're south of Willow. Head west about 7 miles. Step out in that pasture. Watch that bull. He's kind of grumpy with his heat here lately. Step out that pasture, and those grasshoppers will knock you down. I had never seen anything like it. As a matter of fact, they scare feral hogs. But anyway, they've been plagued by grasshoppers this year, a problem that only gets worse when the hatch quickens and the times of heat. And Jackson's watched this summer insects chew through 35-acre pasture she needs badly for hay. What they didn't destroy, the sun burned up. So irrigation might have saved their hay, but she and her husband have rejected the idea for 10 years now, as the cost for a new well is $75,000. So anyway, we're going to have more on that tomorrow, because that comes into play around Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Same issue. So anyway, see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.